Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. 800-531-3815. Toll free, coast to coast, 800-531-3815. Bill Hubbard is our guest, and he is, as I mentioned, he is our human resources expert. He's, if not the best, he's certainly one of the best, and he's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and the world's expert on the HIPAA rules, which we're going to tell you about in just a minute. I know you're dying to hear what the HIPAA rules are. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It's the thing that people woke up thinking about this morning. They said, you know, I've got to know about HIPAA. Please,
well,
tell me about HIPAA.
If you're in a doctor's office, you're sick and tired of hearing of it.
They probably are. But and you know, I've been running into this. This has been very beneficial for me, Bill, because I've been dealing with my parents' health care in the last few months. And I have run into HIPAA.
And they're not giving you as much information as you'd like.
Well, we have to do a little dance.
Yes.
In order for me to get the information.
That's true.
Because my parents are, you know, they're able to take care of their own business, but they need help with some of the decisions and that kind of thing. So, you know, maybe what we need to do at this moment, Bill, in case there are people who haven't heard what HIPAA is, why don't you tell us what it is?
It's the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, which was passed in 1996. And basically, among other things, one of the key things that it defined was new rights and new rules relating to protecting of health information, and basically referred to as medical privacy for individuals.
The name health insurance in there makes it sound like, you know, you don't have a problem if you're not dealing with the insurance situation. But it really the things that we're talking about right now is any medical privacy, regardless of whether insurance is involved or not.
Pretty much. And the thing is, and the main focus that I wanted to get through today is that this covers more than just the doctor's office. The law itself, in terms of how it's defined, does affect the doctor's office.
Right.
It affects insurance plans. It affects organizations that process that information for those first two groups. And that's what's referred to as the covered entity. These are the people that the government regulates. But because of the broad definitions that have been created, this carries into literally every workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Every employer that has a health plan gets affected by it. Every employer that has a policy or procedure that involves getting a doctor's notice gets affected by it. So if you're providing sick pay, if you're providing FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act, maternity leave, medical absences, disability pay, sick pay, and for any of these circumstances, you're hoping to get a doctor's notice justifying the reason for that absence, bingo, all of a sudden you're going to be encountering some difficulty now.
Right.
Unless you're following the rules as well.
Well, and that's how the insurance connection is how it gets into the workplace. But what I have found, Bill, is that it's at all levels. And what I tell you what else I'm seeing consternation and a lot of furrowed brows by the medical people as they try to help. For example, in my case, my situation is not a workplace issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an insurance issue. It's just an information issue.
Right.
And they want to help me, help my parents, but we have to do a dance in order for me to do that.
That's true.
I'm bringing that up, folks, to point out that HIPAA is really affecting all patients at all, and the people who need the information or who think they need the information. It seems to me, Bill, am I right about that?
You're exactly right. It affects everybody. Because not only is it the individual's relationship with their doctor, but there's other organizations and people involved in terms of trying to help an individual or to process payments and bring it back into the workplace. A lot of issues and questions that occur as we make employment decisions, oftentimes considering health information And these regulations now really begin to tie our hands and feet in terms of what we can do or how we can get access to that information.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, of course, the biggest challenge right now is in the workplace, where the employer is trying to provide insurance and is winding up in one way or another with the, a situation where they've got the possibility of getting this privacy information, this private information of their employees, and they've really got to be prepared to handle it properly, don't they?
That's the key. I one of my clients says, I don't want any of my private information from my employees. Keep it at the insurance company. But others have said, well, we want to evaluate our claims history for our health plan. We update and evaluate this every year so that we can select the best possible plan. And, of course, we know in the last few years these insurance rates have been going pretty high, and a lot of firms shop every year looking for the best coverage and the best price for their employees. But to carefully evaluate that, most firms are accustomed to getting the detailed claim information.
Mm-hmm.
And now, bingo, there's the
door went up.
The door went closed on that.
Yeah.
And the insurance companies can now say, well, no, we can't give that to you unless you certify that you have certain policies and procedures in place that you will also protect that information. So for the employer, just to get details of their claims history on their health plan, they have to basically create a whole series of policies that are very similar to what the doctor's office had to create.
Mm-hmm.
When they're, as a covered entity, the doctor's office has to say, here's our policy and procedure and how we're going to safeguard information. Here's our privacy officer. Here's how we handle requests for access, how we handle requests for amendment to information, how we provide accounting of disclosures, how we will handle complaints. And all of these are requirements of HIPAA upon the doctor. And now if the employer wants to look at that same information to evaluate their health care plan, they need to certify the same thing.
Well, you know, Bill, it also seems to me that this could be an extra roadblock that people would have if they wanted to think about becoming self-insured.
That's true.
Because you were talking about wanting to evaluate their claims.
Yes.
There's no way you could become self-insured unless you knew where your exposure was.
That's true.
Because you've got employees who are you know, been with you a long time, and they've got medical conditions. And you need to be able to make the business decision, okay, is, you know, based on the real claims, can I really go, you know, become self-insured in my organization? Obviously, we're talking about larger organizations. So I can see where this would be tough. And, of course, it's not in the insurance company's interest to give that information out anyway, is it?
Well, that's true, too.
Because now you're competing with them. Stand by, Bill. When we come back, I want to get Bill to tell us what the cost of HIPAA has been or is and will be. That's another issue here, too. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. William Hubbard is our guest. Bill Hubbard is the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and a number of other books, and I'm going to get him to tell us the title of the new one. Actually, he's got a couple of new ones out. Well, actually, one in a couple of variations, and we're going to get him to tell us where you can get this. And folks, before he does that, though, I want to point something out. There are a lot of things that happen that come out that you hear about. And if you're like me, you zone in for a minute to see if it's something that you need to pay attention to, and if it doesn't connect right away, you zone out. I do that. I understand. And if you zoned into this HIPAA conversation, you might be thinking that you're going to zone out because it doesn't sound like it affects you. Let me tell you something, folks. If you are in the marketplace, if you deal with health care in any way, fashion, or form, especially if you have employees and you provide insurance for them, or if you are an employee and you have insurance provided for you, if your company arranges for health insurance for you, especially in that category. But I say, Bill, that this is something that ultimately, within any 12-month period, is going to touch everybody in America.
Exactly. Everybody and every employer.
The privacy issue, exactly. And or retirees. You know, that's what I ran into with my parents. So this is not some esoteric thing, folks. This is a big, broad blanket that's covering us all. And so I encourage you to pay attention so that you don't step on any trip wires and set off any mines. So, Bill, why don't you go ahead and tell us how they can find your book?
Well, the best source of information is www.medicalprivacy.info, I-N-F-O, medical privacy, one word. That's my website that I put up that deals with this whole medical privacy issue. On there is a HIPAA-compliant store with some information for sale. That is, among other things, the Medical Privacy Rule, a guide for employers and healthcare providers, which is the book that I've published that provides all the policies and procedures and explanation, focused primarily to the healthcare industry, but a lot of employers have bought that and found it very useful as well. And then there's some employee information booklets that are good for answering these questions very clearly and concisely so the employees have a good basic understanding of what this regulation is all about. So that's where the heart of the information is. Now, my book was so well received at the Society of Human Resources Management, the professional association that services the personnel of the human resources profession, says, we want to do a paperback version of that book. Mm-hmm. And basically what they've done is we've worked up a deal with them where they have reprinted my book. We've added a segment that deals with literally the topic of today's discussion, how it impacts on the human resources function and the benefits administrator, to provide additional policies and guidelines and explanation covering the very issues that we're discussing today, how to deal with HIPAA issues in the human resources department.
But now you've also got one of your programs, doesn't it have a CD?
Yes, it does.
To help people with their, but you have a program with a CD that helps them with their, that actually like a doctor's office could use to make sure that they were in compliance. You've got templates, don't you have all that?
All of that's on my original book, has a CD version.
Okay.
And likewise, the SHRM book, the Society of Human Resource Management book, also has come out with a CD as well.
Okay,
so
all right. That's
both
good.
Versions do have a CD available. And
what is, give us the cost of these things so people kind of know where to start. Maybe they'd want to start with the least expensive one first, and then if you know, and see if they needed to go to the next level. What kind of money we're talking about?
Well, the Society of Human Resources Management book is $69.95.
Okay. Is that with the CD?
That one is with the CD.
Okay.
The package.
The CD, folks. This is there are people. Some of you may be saying, you know, this is not important to me, but I'll tell you, there are people out there who are running into this every day, and they may not know where to turn. And that's what we're trying to do, is tell them a place to go to get this information. Because I'll tell you something, folks, if you mess up with this HIPAA thing, you're gonna wind up being in a lawsuit. You potentially could wind up being in a lawsuit. And Bill, I don't think I'm overstating that, do you?
No, there are civil penalties and there are criminal penalties. There are criminal penalties. There can be jail time if you inappropriately disclose this information.
If it looks like you blatantly did something. Okay, now I want to come back. The $69, that includes the CD, and the CDs have the forms.
That has the sample forms,
sample
policies.
And they can print those off, right?
Yes.
I mean, it puts you in business, folks. It puts you in the HIPAA compliance business.
Exactly.
Okay, now, and in your deal, your package, Bill?
And then the package that I have published is... it was originally marketed at $99.95. It's been discounted on the internet to $79.99, and then with a package with the CD at an additional 50% off of that one.
Okay, and they can find that at your website.
That's at themedicalprivacy.info.
Okay.
Information on all of these books is at that site.
Can they find out on your site, Bill, how much of a deal this is for them? Is there any? Are there any qualifying questions or anything like that on your website?
Yes, there is. There's a kind of a walkthrough. Are you a covered entity?
Okay.
Questionnaire,
right.
And you look at that, and that gives you a series of summarized statements, basically drawn from the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
It helps define if you're a healthcare provider, if you're a healthcare clearinghouse, or a health plan. You mentioned a moment ago about firms being self-insured.
Mm-hmm.
If you're self-insured, paying benefits, you're a health plan.
And, folks, I mentioned cost in the last segment. This is costing money. Privacy, in order for you and me to have our privacy, it costs the marketplace money. It costs people money to comply. And it's just one of those things. Privacy costs money, but we want it. Bill, thank you very much. Good job today.
Glad to be here.
Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back with Connie Glazer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.